What good is it, my brothers, if a man claims to have faith but has no deed? Can such faith save him? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to him, go, I wish you well, keep warm and well fed, but does nothing about his physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if not accompanied by actions, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by what I do. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by what I do. You believe that there's one God good. Even the demons believe that and shudder. You foolish man, do you want evidence that faith without deeds is useless? Was not our ancestor Abraham considered righteous for what he did when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see, his faith and his actions were working together, and his faith was made complete by what he did. And the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God, and it was a credit to him as righteousness, and he was called God's friend. You see, that a person is justified by what he does, and not by faith alone. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by what I do. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by what I do. In the same way, it's not even Rahab, the prostitute made righteous for what she did. But she gave lodging to the spies and sent them off in a different direction. As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by what I do. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by what I do. I will show you.